Plexico's Star Theater Time from Coast to Coast, starring James Melton.
I will bring you music as swiftly as a dove. My song will fly.
So swift my song will fly.
The sunny spaces, the joyous notes, take wing across the sky.
The blue and friendly.
And in the music of love that I am bringing, may there be an echo to fill the night with singing. Oh, let me bring you music from
dealers from coast to coast welcome you to the Texaco Star Theater, ringing up the curtain on a half hour of friendly fun and music with James Melton, Anna Mary Dickey, David Brookman, the orchestra, and the Lynn Murray Singers, plus Edwin, the fire chief, whom we're glad to welcome back tonight. This March, many a car will not be in condition to stand up under tricky, changeable weather. See your Texaco dealer now and have your car checked for possible trouble spots. His complete service and fine quality Texaco lubricants will offset many threats to the life of your car. See him soon. And now, here is James Melton.
Thank you, John, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Any musician will agree, I'm sure, that introducing a new song on the air combines a few of the feelings experienced by a new father. You say to yourself, well, I'm going to like the child, and I hope everyone else will, too. Well, a few weeks ago, we introduced an English beginner. It was a lovely song called We'll Gather Lilacs. While it's still too soon to predict if this bit of music will grow into great success or not, well, it's done all right across the pond, so let's look at it again.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again. And walk together down a shady lane until our hearts have learned to sing again. Now that you're home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know. Now that you're home once more,
we'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together.
Your home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me now that you're home.
me, Anna Mary, do you know how old this next song is?
Oh, it's almost 19 years old, Jimmy. One of Jerome Kern's most celebrated melodies. Been keeping company with Miss Magnolia and Mr. Ravenal of Showboat.
Well, Anna Mary, I don't think they'll mind if we borrow the number for our duet tonight. So here's Make Believe. Hey, John Reed.
Yes?
Are you sure the fire chief is on hand? He wasn't here last week, you know.
Oh, he's right outside, James. Fit as a fiddle. And here he comes under his own power.
Well, welcome back, Chief. Welcome back to your staff.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Hello, James. Hello, Tom.
Oh, we certainly missed you last
Sunday.
Goodness,
I can't tell if that was because I was sick or because I'm better.
Oh.
It's wonderful, really.
Well,
Thank you.
We certainly missed you last Sunday night, Chief.
Did you?
I heard you in the hospital.
Oh, I had a very rare ailment. Oh, my, I was so sick, very rare. Very few people get it these days, you know.
Very few people get it these days?
Yes.
Well, what caused it?
Eating too much butter. That's what was the matter.
Well, what opera are you going to explain tonight, Chief?
Oh, the opera tonight, La Bum.
La Boheme.
La Boheme.
Yes.
La Boheme.
Some La Boheme music, please, Mr. Brookman.
Yeah, La Boheme. As the curtain rises, John,
yes.
We see the heroine. Her name is Mimi.
Mimi.
M-I-M-I. She is dressing for the Bohemian Ball, and she has just put on her bustle, and she's rearing to go. Now, at the ball, she wins the title of Miss Soft Drink of the Year.
Miss Soft Drink?
Yes, yes. They call her Miss Soft Drink because she's interested in any guy from 7-Up. Bring me here, some of these, really. Oh, this is the greatest opera in the country. I don't know how it'll be in the city, but in the country. Well, in the opera, she meets Marcello, the artist,
yes.
At the ball. She says, Marcello, I hear you are married. Is that right? Marcello says, I'm married, but it's not right. When you hear some of these, really, they're lovely. But then Marcello says, Mimi, you have two of the most beautiful legs I have ever seen. She says, how do you know? And he says, I counted them. Now, the scene in the opera, I don't know if you ever saw La Bohème.
No, I didn't.
Well, the scene changes, and we see a cheap boarding house. That's the big scene of the opera. In this boarding house, there lives Rudolfo. He's a poet. Oh, what a poet. He was born an idiot, and he's been losing ground ever since. Now, Mimi lives in the same boarding house as Rudolfo, you see. One day, she hears the poet.
What does she hear the poet doing?
Well, my tongue is perspiring. One day, she hears the poet reciting. He says, there is an old lady who lives in a shoe. And Mimi says, well, she's pretty lucky the way the room situation is. Isn't that delightful?
Yes.
I love this opera.
Yes.
Well, this inspires Rudolfo the poet.
Yes.
And he writes a poem just for her. He says, roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar is sweet and so is maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
Yeah, that's what they put on flannel cakes, you know. Well, anyhow, this makes them sweethearts,
yes,
you see. So she says, where, for heaven's sake, where are all your teeth? And he says, well, every time the dentist pulled his tooth, he gave me a glass of whiskey, and I used up my teeth in no time. Abe Lincoln used to love that joke. Well, anyhow, by now... I have a terrible cold. I drank out of a damn glass. But anyhow, by now, you see. You're not supposed to laugh.
Oh, I see.
By now, Rudolfo is intoxicated and he staggers out of the house. As the curtain comes down on the first act, he comes face to face with a snake.
A snake?
Yes. And he is so full of liquor, he stares at the snake. And he says, go ahead and strike me. You'll never find me better prepared. Sing that, Anna Mary, will you? In the second act, Rudolfo and Mimi are married and they set up housekeeping.
Set up housekeeping?
Yes, housekeeping. That's starvation with a can opener. Anyhow, Marcello sends them a wedding present. Isn't that nice? And the wedding present is a lovely 200-piece after-dinner set. It's a box of toothpicks. Anyhow, the couple, now that they're married, on account of the shortage, they advertise for a cook. They advertise for a cook.
What?
And the ad reads, wanted, a cook, experienced or inexperienced, man or woman, boy or girl, young or old, dead or alive. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
I love that. Anyhow, the next scene is the home of Marcello, the artist, you see, John? Mm-hmm. Now, we see his wife, Musetta. What a face that woman has. It's remarkable. She has stardust in her eyes, stardust in her cheeks, stardust in her lips. You never saw such a dustpan. Marcello enters. He says, dear, I have been painting today on an island where the girls do not use powder, lipstick, or rouge. In fact, when a fella kisses a girl on that island, all he tastes is girl. He says, I never heard anything so loud as the silence that greeted that sound. Anyhow, Musetta says, you lie, you were not on an island. I saw you today walking around town with those two midgets from the Spakers, she says. She says, you should be ashamed walking around town with a pair of shorts. Anyhow, Marcello, the artist, is infuriated. And he yells, I ain't gonna paint no more. I ain't gonna paint, I ain't gonna paint. He's got inks in his paint.
So he says, he says to her, but let's not quarrel, dear. Remember we were married 25 years ago today? She says, yes, it seems like only yesterday. He says, remember, dear, when I brought you my first paycheck? And she says, yes, that was yesterday. That was good, you know. I got that out of a magazine. Anyhow, she says, Rudolfo has left me. I am sick. Mimi runs into the house, you see. And she says, Rudolfo has left me and I'm sick with the shingles. And I have no money to pay the doctor. Marcello said, you don't have to pay a doctor for shingles. He says, shingles are on the house. So anyhow, at the finish of this wonderful opera, Rudolfo repents and returns home. Isn't that like a man?
Yes.
Isn't it? He says, Mimi, I have brought you a mink coat, a sable jacket, and a chinchilla wrap. Doesn't that prove anything to you? Mimi takes one look at the furs and says, yes. It proves that there's more than one way to skin a cat. See that?
This is the Texaco Star Theater with James Melton, Anna Mary Dickey, David Brooklyn's Orchestra, the Lynn Murray Singers, and our special guest, Edwin. And now here's James Melton to carry on with one of the prime favorites of all time, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen.
Wild and wide,
our lovely Anna Mary Dickey spotlights for your memory, My Romance. A happy, carefree song that's celebrating its third birthday this month. Now, you know it as a number from the great show Oklahoma. A welcome visitor at all times, and it's still growing in popularity. Oh, I am not even going to tell you its name, because you know it so well.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
Oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
All the songs of the earth are like you. All the songs of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a sigh. And the old weeping willow is laughing in my eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Roseanne, something on your mind, old boy?
Well, yes, there is, Jimmy. Friends, ask yourself how well your car stood up against this winter's hard driving, and then remember, you can't answer for unseen weak spots that may be present or in the making. See your Texaco dealer soon. Well, James, I don't have to remind you that next Sunday's program falls on the 17th of March.
No, John, you don't. And if it's an Irish medley you're looking for, we'll sure to have it. Songs by Anna Mary Dickey and the Len Murray Singers. Music by David Brookman and the boys. And I'll be singing a bit of the Shamrock myself. And Edwin, the fire chief, has his own scrambled-up version of Tristan and Isolde. So until then, this is faithfully yours, friends, James Melton, saying now good night, and we'll see you Sunday.
Texaco dealers from coast to coast invite you to tune in next Sunday for another performance of the Texaco Star Theater and to drive in anytime. Remember, you're welcome. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Stay tuned. More great old radio classics coming right up on same time, same station.